On three?
I'm
kind of trying to record us a playlist, bro.
Bro, it's like everything.
What it do, Tekken's Cube?
Welcome back to the Tekken's Cube podcast. With your host, Kwaku.
Brandon.
I'm Kwaku.
And today we got some special guests with us.
Introduce yourself.
Yo, Big O, do you know what's going on, man?
Appreciate this.
Me, Albert.
Shit. Him and not him. So,
three, non-three.
okay, buddy.
So, can you guys, like, introduce yourselves? Like, for the people that are listening, like, what do you mean by three and not three?
My name is London. You know, I go, when I say three, I mean I'm the greater three. Like, when it comes to Kwaku and Kwaku the lesser. I'm the grade of three. I'm a senior, varsity captain of the boys basketball team.
You call me Albert, and I'm the better three. Oh, sorry, my fault. I'm the better three. He chatted.
Oh, yeah, you guys both are three.
Yeah, I'm a senior, and I'm a captain of the boys soccer team. Yeah.
What was your record?
We got some athletes this year.
What are you talking about? Exactly. So, I don't know what you're chatting for.
Playoffs.
Okay. Injuries.
We had injuries too.
We had a whole lot of injuries.
We had suspensions.
So that's on the player.
We lost our best player too.
All right. Yeah. Let's save the debate. Let's start with an icebreaker. So, what's your top five starting?
No.
All time?
Yeah, all time.
All time. Okay.
Who's going first?
I got you right now. At the point guard, I got LeBron.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
You got a burnout point?
Yeah. Shooting guard. I got Steph.
What?
Yes.
Why you got Steph at shooting guard?
Because I need because LeBron don't gotta shoot. Small forward. Kobe. Power forward. Mm-hmm. Kevin Durant. All
right.
Center.
Pause.
Center. Center. Hakeem.
Jordan's on your list.
Okay, next person. Jordan doesn't do nothing better than Kobe. All
right. So for me, I got Magic at point.
Your ass.
Okay, buddy. Chill out. I got Magic at point. I got Kobe at shooting guard. LeBron at four. Then I got Giannis, a power forward, then I got center. Center, I got Shaq.
LeBron's your small forward.
Yeah, so I'm going to pull up on a small.
All right. So, this is an easy list. I don't even know why we're trying to drag it. Curry's number one. Kobe's number two. Jordan's number three. LeBron's number four. Shaq's number five.
You lost.
I lost. I'm listening to your team?
Yes. Probably losing my team.
Your team is
your team is boo. Your team is all right. Everybody on my team is in the pain. Curry's at the one.
Okay.
MJ's at the two. Mm-hmm. LeBron's at the three. Mm-hmm. KD's at the four and Shaq's at the five.
KD's at the four?
Yes. Yeah. Shaq's at the five.
You know, that's not a bad team. His team might compare to mine.
Your team is trash.
Both teams are
trash. You have two shooters and nobody else.
Kobe and Curry.
And who's going to be
Giannis
guard?
Is a sleeper pick. Though. Curry's going to be
Giannis is.
He's not great enough. That's not good enough. Because then when he's off the ball.
Kobe.
That's even worse because he's just going to shoot the ball.
Yeah.
Gotta get LeBron because he's just a greater Draymond.
I already have LeBron. I got Jordan too.
Yeah, it's bad. You have Jordan, Kobe, and LeBron. And Shaq.
You got all
selfish there. Players.
Yeah.
I have all players.
Your team, you just went by name. You didn't go by fit. And your team is boof, nigga. Everybody on my team sitting in
the
everybody
on your team.
Is Giannis going to be better than KD?
Bro, he has Magic Johnson. He doesn't have Curry. He's got Magic Johnson. You have Magic Johnson.
Obviously, yes, he's going to be
better. That's such a terrible
choice. Guys, who's going to be better, Giannis or KD? At the end of everything.
You say you don't think so?
I think so.
But Giannis,
his one ring is like.
Giannis only
can't shoot.
My Giannis. KD only has one ring.
You're leaving off the topic. You have Magic
KD
Johnson. No. You're leaving off the top. You have Magic Johnson in your starting five.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
I have him for a reason. Man.
For what? You have no
the
shooting.
Passes, move, bro.
To pass who the ball? Magic.
LeBron. And, like, in the paint, it's easy lobs every time.
Mm-hmm.
It is easy lobs every time in the paint.
Albert, that's strike one on the L takes.
All right, we're going to go into some would you rathers right now. So, who would you rather have on your team right now? Jokic versus Embiid? That's the first one.
Jokic.
Why?
I would go for Jokic.
Because he does everything better than Embiid. Like, except for play defense.
Jokic is definitely better, but like every time they play, Embiid like kills him. But.
Well, that's whenever they play in Philly. They don't play in Denver.
Embiid kills him. No, he has like 50. Though.
I don't know. Embiid's kind of scary.
We're building a team, and Embiid's going to be hurt by the playoffs.
So. Exactly, yeah. He's so injury prone.
Yeah, this is Jokic. Jokic.
You have a reason why you have Jokic?
It's the best player in the NBA. Sadly.
That, and he got snubbed last year.
Womp womp.
Yeah. Next one.
L take.
Giannis versus Luka.
Giannis versus Luka, right?
That's a good one. Yeah. Giannis.
Ooh, Luka.
Giannis.
I'd say Giannis too.
Giannis. Luka's putting up good stats and he's still losing.
It's not his fault. He's 40-point triple double and he's losing.
But his team's not terrible. His team is better than the Bucks.
I feel like Luka's easier to build around. The Mavericks just suck.
No, Giannis.
I don't know how the Mavericks suck.
The Mavericks, like the Giannis, coaching, they just suck.
Giannis is better to build around.
Why you say that?
Because with Luka, you're gonna have to disguise him on defense. Meaning you have to have a bunch of like 3-and-D players that can't do nothing besides shoot and play defense.
All the Mavericks,
and you can't take the pressure off him. You know, you're gonna be having a guy that puts up 40-point triple doubles and has a mediocre team and still loses.
Well, it's because his team is so mediocre because he has no defenders.
If you put Giannis on the Mavs, they're a lot better.
Yeah, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the thing is, like, right now, Giannis is playing with Damian Lillard.
Mm-hmm. He's also not doing good, though.
They're not as good as a team as we think they're.
Well, why is that? Because their defense and their coach, right?
Exactly.
Like, when they win the championship, who's he playing with? Drew Holiday, a lesser player. And they won because of defense.
But that, it wasn't just Drew Holiday.
Oh, yeah, Chris Middleton.
It wasn't just those two. Their whole roster was decent.
But if you put Giannis on a team with Kyrie.
Kyrie.
And the defenders.
You just put two offensive players on the same team with mediocre defense. Obviously, they're not going to be good.
That's what the Cavs were in 2016. It was LeBron, Kyrie.
It was LeBron. That's the end of the conversation.
Yeah, it's Luka.
Luka is not no LeBron. I'm not trying to glaze LeBron or anything.
I'm not glazing LeBron either, but. Luka, right now, Luka was better than that LeBron.
Also, once the Mavs get in form, though, they're going to be good. Like, their bench is ass. I don't know who's off their bench, but.
Tim Hardaway Jr.?
He's off their bench.
Maybe.
I can't
believe it. Oh, Daniel Gafford.
Daniel Gafford.
He's a starter.
He's 35. No, he's not. He's on the bench.
Is he on
the starting center?
Derek Lively.
Oh, he's nice.
He is.
The Mavericks have a better
team. We were this close to having him. This close. Fit the freaking.
Yeah, you needed him.
Carson Wallace.
You got a little toothpick stand in the paint. Cason Wallace.
Oh my God, Chet is so bad.
Let's not go.
Should have had a Chet for sure. Let me debate.
All right.
So, what was your answer?
Giannis.
Albert, what was your answer?
I don't really know for real. But if, like, to build around, really, I'm going to pick Giannis. But to, like,
I think Luka's a better player, but Giannis is, like, better to build around.
Yeah. Wasn't the question who we're building around or who's a better player?
It's just who would you rather have?
Well, I see. Better.
Yeah, who would you rather have in your team?
No matter what.
If you're building.
No matter what the question was, it's Giannis.
Nah, Luka's definitely better than Giannis.
Wow. And next one. SGA versus LeBron James.
You already know I answered. Let me ask you the question.
That guy, that number two.
Number two. Yeah, let me know.
Number two.
SGA. Our answer wise.
wait.
So it's right now, by the way.
I mean, if we're taking like,
I don't know, if I'm trying to win a championship this year, though, I might take
LeBron. If we're taking Clipper, like when LeBron plays against like the Clippers, I'm taking him.
See, you got championship games.
Nah, LeBron in the playoffs, so like,
I mean, SGA versus the Lakers is pretty mid. I just saw him drop. Yeah, I'm saying, I'll take SGA though. He's a better player.
Yeah,
right now.
As long as we know, by the way.
Albert, you said SGA too.
Yeah, right now. Yeah.
Ashia
is him.
Right. Next one. Tatum versus Leonard.
Right now?
Taking Tatum. Obviously.
Right now.
You know, Kawhi doesn't even play games.
Are we building around who's like, better?
If you're starting a team, if you're like a GM right now, who are you picking to?
Tatum. Well, I mean, okay, if it's going for long-term Tatum, but 1 year,
I'm picking Kawhi Leonard.
I'm not taking Kawhi Leonard. doesn't play games.
Okay, he's one playoffs coming
one,
around.
One. He's playing. He's games. Gonna be hurt. He's hurt right now, but
he's crying over back spasms. Are you serious? Okay, well, back, you ever had a back spasm? You heard his back in the
noise. You ever had a back spasm? That's how you don't know. He's out every back game. Back spasms tough. Back spasms. You can't even sit down when you have a back spasm.
That's like bad.
Yeah, he probably just needed a shit.
Okay.
How would he get dressed and go
Taylor's
home?
Taylor's better. I don't know.
Taylor's better than Kawhi?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if we're taking for 1 year, I'm taking Kawhi. Like, right now, I'm taking Kawhi.
And Kawhi's playoffs, too. I'm taking
Kawhi. Oh, yeah. Kawhi in the playoffs is different. You saw what he did last year before he got hurt?
Yeah.
Suns were going to lose in five.
Playoff Kawhi is a different
three. Playoff Tatum, you know, until he sees Jimmy Butler, he's a different guy. He's tough until he sees Jimmy Butler.
Great, don't laugh.
So, okay. Kawhi.
I say Tatum.
Tatum.
Yeah.
So we got two Kawhi, two Tatum.
Yeah, I'm going Tatum. Easily.
All right. Where? Halliburton versus Young. Chris Mark. Trae Young.
Versus Halliburton.
I'm going Trae Young.
I'm going Hallie.
I'm going Halliburton.
It is Hallie.
I'm going Trae Young.
Hallie. For what reason?
No. Listen. He's like underrated and all, right? He averages 30 and 10. No? Like, okay, like 28 and 10.
Yeah, he's underrated.
What does Halliburton do?
He averages like 12 assists.
Trae Young also averages 12 assists.
Trae Young has turnovers.
Trae Young has had so many years to build around this team. He brought them to the conference finals and became mid after that.
I mean, the Pacers are not going to do anything either.
But they're going to make the playoffs.
They're going to make the playoffs and they're going to go far.
The Hawks make the playoffs, might make the playoffs.
No. They'll make the play-in. They won't make the playoffs.
He's had so many years to build around this team and just happened shit.
But like, it's not his fault. It's his GM's fault.
He doesn't
They have a valuable, like a nice roster. The Hawks did not have a terrible team. They just had Trae Young.
Exactly. All this is just
Jack. He's the most underrated star.
No,
I think.
Nah, Jalen Brunson is low key.
Jalen Brunson, Tyrese Maxey.
Tyrese Maxey's not a star.
You don't think he's a star?
No, because
Paul and Charles.
Okay, wait. That's topic for later.
Okay. You think probably okay.
All right, next one: Fox versus Lillard.
Oh, De'Aaron Fox. I just saw him.
Fox.
I just saw him give the Lakers business. That's all I'm saying.
Everyone does the Lakers. Okay. I'm.
You're a flying duck and bagger.
Shout out my guy Kendall. Appreciate you, Kendall.
Fox.
Who you said? Fox. Lillard or Fox. That is like tough. It's easily Lillard.
Fox be sleeping in the first half.
I'll tell you why.
It's not easy.
Why is it Lillard?
Okay, if we're talking about build around any young player, I'm build up.
Well, no, it's not who you're like. If you're a GM right now, you have to win the championship within the 3 years.
No. You can't even say within 3 years because you had LeBron on the list. He's gonna be gone after two. Yeah, so it's within one year.
If it's in 1 year right now,
you have this season to build around one of those players.
Damian Lillard.
I would never.
Number one. He has playoff experience.
But you talk about the playoffs. He does not translate in the playoffs.
Damian Lillard doesn't translate in the playoffs. He played for the Trailblazers for 10 plus seasons.
Very good.
And you're talking about doesn't translate.
How many times has he gotten past the second round? When he got past the second round and he played the Warriors with no KD, he got swept. And he was leading in double digits every time. He does not translate.
But to say he doesn't translate in the playoffs is crazy.
He doesn't.
Have you seen what year was it?
He's the first round.
What year was it that he brought the Nuggets to the Game 7?
2019.
Okay. Is that his fault?
Game 7, he didn't even win them the Game 7. He won them the Game 6. He had 46 in like game.
He's like averaging like 55 points.
So. Game 7, he's not the. Are you talking about when they lost the series or when they won the series?
They lost the series.
In the bubble? Or no?
No, that was like 2021.
In the bubble or
no? No, it was like 2021.
Who did they play in the bubble?
They played the Lakers and lost. That's when he got hurt.
But did he play bad in the games he played?
He only played one game.
What's that series he went off against the Nuggets? Like
that was 2021.
That was 2021? Yeah, that's the series I'm talking about.
But he played the Nuggets twice. 2019. When they won, and then 2021 when he was like 55.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Did he play bad?
No, he didn't play bad in that game.
Exactly. So is it his fault that they lost?
I mean, I seen LeBron with a lesser team carry them to the finals.
LeBron.
I mean, but it's Damian Lillard scoring 55 points. He should be able to win the game. Huh?
So, but is he not translating though?
I mean, no, not.
I think he is.
Round.
I think
he's like Jimmy Butler. He is a first round player. And when the second round comes, he bases all his energy is gassed.
What year is it that they played the Warriors in the playoffs?
2016, they lost.
Or
2015, they lost. When Curry was hurt, Curry only played like two games. They lost. They lost to Klay. They played him in 2019, and they got swept.
That's who I was talking about. Okay, but say he doesn't translate is crazy. Like, he just had a bad team for so many years.
I think they were not terrible. They were not. They were. If you're beating the Warriors by double digits in every game,
yeah, CJ to help him.
CJ, I'm not CJ. He's good. What happened to CJ McCollum?
He's on the Pelicans. He's still
like. Sorry to cut you off. What was your answer?
Damn.
Trash.
What was
it? Fox. I'm gonna go Fox.
I don't know.
Dame plays no defense, all I'm gonna say.
If you had to
be really don't.
I think that's just a bad take.
D'Lo had 44.
I don't want to talk to Lakers. D'Lo just had 2 points. D'Lo just had either prime Bulls or freaking prime.
D'Lo just put up
or a bunch of Kwame Browns.
Freaking Pistons.
No. We don't have a bunch of
Pistons.
We have one Kwame Brown.
You said prime right Pistons. Now, these are the current Pistons or the prime Bulls? Like the Lakers.
The worst take I've ever heard you
what?
Say.
What?
You said the prime Bulls or the current Pistons.
Yes.
That was the worst take I've
ever heard. The Lakers are either the prime Bulls or the current Pistons.
No, they're actually. Well, we stopped right before the. Mike, how
do
you hear that terrible take you just said?
What's the terrible take?
All right, next one. Adebayo versus Sabonis.
You don't know what I'm saying.
I'm saying Sabonis.
Sabonis.
He's a better defender, though.
Bam is a better
defender. Like, who am I building my team around?
Who are you taking right now?
Bam.
I got Bam right now.
Yes.
Why?
Because he plays defense.
Sabonis doesn't play defense.
No,
he does not.
Whoa, who? What makes you think he plays? He's actually one of the worst. Like for a center to have no rim protection is actually crazy. No, like no rim protection. Like Bam, if you put Sabonis up against Jokic, if Jokic really tried to score on him, Jokic would go like 13 for like 19 and have a triple double.
I'm going Sabonis because he does everything for your team. He can score.
So does Bam. No. If you actually watch a Heat game, Bam does the exact same, and then he go guards the best bigs in the other team.
Sabonis is crazy. He's top 10 MVP right now.
So, but we're building our team around somebody, and I want somebody that can do everything. He can't do everything to a higher degree. He can be my point forward. That sounds crazy. Or my point center.
He plays defense at a much higher level.
Bam's like falling off.
No, he's not. You had to watch the game.
I'm not gonna lie.
You gotta watch this game.
If I'm building a team, I want an MVP candidate on my team. I'm taking Sabonis.
But MVP candidates can just be players that are having, you know, a breakout season.
Yeah,
it means absolutely nothing.
He's gonna keep getting better.
I'm pretty sure he's older than Bam.
Is he?
He was in the league like 3 years before Bam got drafted.
Well, he's getting better now.
He was on your Thunder. Remember in 2017? He was like a rookie.
He
was on the Thunder.
Anyways,
wait, so what was your final answer?
That's it, Sabonis.
Bam.
Sabonis.
All right, Sabonis is him. All right. Okay. Devin Booker versus Jalen Brunson.
Devin Booker.
Brunson.
That's so easy.
Brunson? Tell me why you think Booker.
Because Booker, when he's healthy, is the best shooting guard in the league.
That's
right. Jalen Brunson, when he's healthy, is not a top 5 point guard in the league. Which is crazy.
And the program position is better.
When everybody's healthy, when all of them are healthy, he's not top 5.
5 better point guards.
When all point guards are healthy?
Yes.
Curry. Luka.
Okay.
SGA.
SGA's a shooting guard.
He's a point guard.
Oh my God. Now he's okay. Hallie. Luka.
Hallie.
Over Jalen Brunson? Yes.
No, Jalen Brunson.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Jalen Brunson's better.
Yeah, I think.
You know, Demetrius, Jamal Morant.
Jamal Morant.
I'm going Jalen Brunson.
I'm taking Jalen Brunson.
Yeah. Not take Jalen Brunson over Devin Booker. In the playoffs, Devin Booker is him.
Mm-hmm.
Him times 10.
He is.
You know.
He is good, but.
Okay. He's more him than I was against
Miller. You haven't seen that much of Jalen Brunson in the playoffs, though.
I mean, I saw him losing 5 games to the... I mean, I saw him losing 6 games to the Heat. Jimmy Butler didn't do good, though.
Caleb Martin turns prime LeBron. Anyways.
No, it was Gabe Vincent.
Every single role player on the Heat turns into prime LeBron when it comes to that.
Gabe Vincent was Curry.
Max Strus.
Caleb Martin was... He was prime. He wasn't prime LeBron. He was like prime Jordan.
He was facing like
91 Jordan.
You did this to Giannis.
No. That was bad.
All right.
I'm still taking Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, so the next. Cunningham versus Tyrese Maxey.
I'm taking Cade. I'm taking Tyrese Maxey. Tyrese Maxey is my favorite player, so it don't matter.
Your favorite player.
LeBron's been deranked down to like number 9.
What does he do significantly better than Cade?
Shoot the ball.
He can only shoot
significantly better.
He could shoot the three better. That just might be it.
Transition, yes. Cade probably has a higher upside, but you know, because he's on the Pistons and he's playing with a bunch of scrubs, so he looks good when he's.
I want Cade on my team. I don't want
Cade on my team. He's a loser. Tyrese Maxey's a winner.
He's a loser. He plays for the Pistons.
Tyrese Maxey would be like the Pistons if he didn't have Joel Embiid.
The Pistons would be
worse. We're proving it right now.
If Tyrese Maxey was in Cade's place, the Pistons would be worse.
So do you think the Sixers would be better with Cade or Tyrese Maxey?
That's different though.
Just answer the question.
I think Cade.
Tyrese Maxey. Okay. That's the system.
Okay.
But
that's all I wanted to hear.
No,
that's just all I wanted to hear. You just proved my point.
What's your point?
That Tyrese Maxey would be better in a bad. He would be better in a worse situation and a better situation, because he's more portable. Cade.
He's not more portable.
You just proved that he's more portable.
He just slides into the system.
You just proved that he's more portable.
No, he just fits the
Sixers. What's the Sixers system? Give the ball to Joel Embiid.
Yeah, and have Tyrese Maxey, you know,
come off a handoff
and hit
be a point guard
and hit shots when he needs to.
Oh, hit shots
when he needs to, right? Because Joel Embiid is your MVP. He's gonna have the ball when he wants.
All right. So do you think Cade could score 50 with Joel Embiid on the court with him?
No, it's possible.
Any player can score 50 nowadays.
Yeah.
So no, with another star on the same team as them. No.
Yes.
No.
But also with Cade and Joel Embiid, that wouldn't be a good match anyways.
Why?
Because Cade needs the ball. Joel Embiid needs the ball. Joel Embiid's going to bitch about Cade having the ball. It's not going to work.
So you just put it in like Tyrese Maxey.
It's like having Harden with Embiid. How'd that work?
I mean, it was pretty swell.
I don't think Cade needs the ball. He's just on the Pistons, so like, obviously he's going to have the ball.
Cade is
he's a fraud?
I didn't say he's a fraud. He's just under Maxey.
I'm going Cade still.
Bugging.
He's going to be a superstar in 4 years.
Huh?
He's gonna be a superstar in a couple years.
On one of the worst teams in the NBA, so it don't matter.
He needs to get traded.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna ask y'all another question. Prime Lillard versus Prime Westbrook.
Why is that Russell Westbrook?
Prime Russ.
Oh my god! Please don't tell me there's any Prime LeBrons, because he tops everybody except for Jordan.
Nah, this is the last one right now. The last debate question. Scotty Barnes versus Paolo.
Scotty.
No. Scotty's underrated, guys. I'm still going Paolo, but like, Scotty's not a follower.
Paolo's gonna be a superstar in a couple years too.
I mean, if both of them get a jump shot, they're both the best players.
Scotty's looking developing a jump shot.
Yeah. I'm gonna need Paolo to get that 3-point game going.
Paolo's tough though. Paolo's tough.
He's leading his team right now, and they're good. They're like what, 5th seed?
That's kind of flawed though, because a lot of teams are just hurt.
So. Yeah.
Like what teams? Like
the 76ers.
East is kind of ass. Yeah. After the top four, it just drops.
Well, the whole East sucks.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. Every team except for the Celtics sucks.
The Bucks are. The Cavs are sleepers. Okay, yeah. They'd be winning without the best players.
And then they beat your team.
Yeah, Dean Wade.
Wade,
he almost shot 50 on us.
Hell.
Yo, D-Wade, if he did that for 4 quarters, you know he would have had 60.
You guys, hell.
He would have had 80.
Anyways.
All right, so final answers.
Paolo.
Paolo.
All right, I'm just going to ask y'all a quick question, though. Like, what's your favorite team?
I don't got one.
Oh my God.
He's a Lakers fan.
I'm so serious. No, I'm a Lakers supporter.
He's a LeBron.
He's a LeBron fan.
I'm a Lakers supporter. I'm a LeBron fan.
Albert, what's your favorite? Lakers.
The Thunder.
The Celtics.
To be exact, I'm a Bron sexual.
You're a Celtics fan.
Can you name
today, by the way.
Can you name a player on the Celtics bench?
On the bench?
Yeah.
That guy, what's his name?
That guy.
Anyways, on to the next question. What are you guys' predictions for this award season? Or for awards this season?
Name an award, man.
So let's start with MVP.
Who do I think deserves it?
I think SGA deserves it,
but Jokic is going to win it.
Yeah.
Because his team is like by far the best team in the league, though.
Jokic is the best.
Nuggets are by far the best.
By far is crazy. They're on par with the Thunder.
Yeah, we talk about record wise, but I'm talking about like right now they're hitting their stride.
Right now, like, all right, so team wise, like just like their team, like the development of the team and everything, they're on par with the Timberwolves.
You caught the Nuggets in the midst, like when you guys played them, early in the season when they were just coasting through. Now after All-Star break, they are like 10-1. And they beat manhandled the Celtics. They manhandled you guys.
We're so 6 games.
I mean, even though Tatum was terrible, they manhandled them. It only looked close because Jaylen Brown was scoring.
Tatum's not playing terrible most of the time.
But against the Nuggets, he was. And I'm thinking, and then
he usually fries them.
Also, I think Tatum should be higher than MVP race.
Nah.
I think team success.
He's too inconsistent.
Okay, so give me
a top 5. He is inconsistent, but team success
matters. Top 5 MVP.
I can't do top 5. I can do top 3. All
right.
Top 3 is like easy, though.
Okay, right, you want to do top five? Okay, I'll do top five.
Okay.
I mean, you can have... All right, we're going deserving. I got SGA 1. Jokic
2. No, not deserving. Who, like, the actual race.
Oh, then Jokic 1. 2 would be... SGA 3.
Luka's team is too ass.
Luka's team is, like, not winning. I would put... I'll put Giannis 3.
Yeah.
I'll put Giannis 3, then, like, 4 would be, like, maybe Tatum. And then five is, I don't care who five is. They're irrelevant. They're not going to win it.
Wait, so you don't have Luka top 5?
I mean, I guess you could put Luka at 5. But I don't think Luka would be higher than Tatum because Tatum's winning and Luka is not.
I don't know.
We're no longer giving those Russ MVPs where you just average a triple-double and where your team's the 7 seed. Your team has to be at least a top 5 seed in order for me to give you respect.
But like his stats are like so insane.
That's the thing, though. You could put up stats and still be like losing. You're putting up really good stats and losing. That's kind of crazy.
I feel like, but if we're talking about losing and stuff, that's just how good your team is.
But his team is not terrible. You act like his team is terrible. They're not terrible.
They're not.
The Suns. You're telling me that. Do you think the Suns have a better roster? Than the Mavericks?
Yes.
A better all around roster.
Yes.
All
around. They both suck at defense.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, one team is...
I mean, Grayson Allen is... Okay. I'm Steph this season, so...
I don't know. He's on...
Nurkic is... Shaq.
All right. I feel like we're losing, like, the path a little bit.
Okay, so okay.
What was your answer?
Oh, for me, it's SGA.
I'm going Jokic.
I said Jokic.
I would have said Embiid if it wasn't hurt.
Yeah.
But it's Jokic.
My personal opinion is that Embiid was going to fall off anyways.
He was not going to fall off. Feed him so much.
That's crazy. He got better treatment than SGA when it comes to shot attempts, bro. He sketches the bro.
It's like cherry picking.
He can do whatever he wants.
He does a cherry pick.
It's a cherry picked MVP. He literally, his whole system is just give him beat the ball and let him score.
I mean, they win. So.
they were winning. They were 26-8 when he was playing. Yeah, that's pretty tough. They were like second seed. So.
That's not good basket.
I mean, it works. Okay.
Next one. Let's do rookie of the year.
Okay. The next question.
We saw the two rookies play against each other. We saw one get manhandled, the other one not. I got
Mr. Alien himself.
I got Wet Bananas.
Yeah.
Wet Bananas.
He's goat. Becca, who you got? You can just say it. You're OKC alumni.
Anyways,
Make this better in every category.
Yeah, like anyway. Everything he's better
in everything. But
I don't want to admit it.
You can't even say shot blocking anymore because might be putting up more blocks.
Every category.
Yeah, it's passing, dribbling, shooting, defense.
Chet does nothing better than him.
I thought Chet does more steals. No, he doesn't.
No, he did not get more steals.
No, he doesn't. Wait, you got an answer for defensive player of the year?
Deep boy.
Honestly, it would be AD. If it's not, it might be Wemby.
He averaged 6 blocks.
But Wemby's team is terrible on defense, so they're not going to give it to him because his team is trash on
and
defense.
He's also a rookie, and they don't like putting rookies in other categories.
I think Rudy Gobert.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
I'll give it to AD if we're going to give it to somebody. Because Rudy, I mean...
Well, what are the Timberwolves, third seed?
Yeah,
but their defense is like top 5.
They're just all
honestly
just big.
My sleeper, SGA for defense player of the year.
He's not
he carries their defense heavy. Like him and Chet. Yes, he. I watched their games. He carries their defense heavy. Like, him, you know, Josh Giddey would carry the defense. I mean, but
no, but no, like, it's Jalen Williams and not Jada.
Yeah, the other Jalen Williams.
The Asian?
He's Asian?
I think so. Maybe, I thought he was like Hawaiian. I swear, I'm not. I thought he's like from the Philippines.
Yeah, he's with he's Asian. It's like Jalen.
J A Y L I N.
Something like that, yeah.
Jalen.
Yeah, right there. Yeah. Okay. He's Philippine, right?
He looks like. I don't know if that's racist.
Wow.
I didn't say Asian, I just said Philippine.
He's Vietnamese.
Oh. Okay, never mind.
All right. His name is Jalen Williams. And
I'm sorry. He was born in Saigon.
That's racist. Racist. Anyway, we're getting off topic.
All right, next one. Most improved.
Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah.
Tyrese Maxey. Paolo? No. Tyrese Maxey.
Mikal Bridges. I mean, not Mikal. The other one.
No, Miles. Or no.
Miles Bridges. Absolutely.
Tyrese Halliburton.
Tyrese Maxey.
Tyrese Maxey. We already seen this from Tyrese
Halliburton. Most improved is such like a broad thing.
It's one of the Tyrese's, though.
Albert?
Honestly, J Dub.
He's sleeper.
Yeah.
But he wasn't terrible last season.
I'm giving it a Halliburton.
Tyrese Maxey wasn't terrible last season.
Yes.
He's going to get that John Morant treatment. He had a really good season before, then he just had a little bit better of a better season.
John Morant is just...
He's still better.
Sixth man of the year.
Malik Monk. Not even debatable. It's not even debatable.
Malik Monk.
No hesitation.
It is
Malik Monk.
I don't know why. All right, next topic. All right, so we're going to go into like a tier list. So... I'm gonna name a player. You're gonna put them in the categories: superstar, star, or just good. So, all right, I'm gonna start with Paolo.
Star.
Yeah, star.
Brad Beal.
Good. Actually, can we get like mid?
We need a tier.
He's mid.
Yeah, he's
not good
anymore.
Yeah,
we
got the mid tier. All right.
So superstar, star, good, mid.
Yeah, he's mid.
All right, Devin Booker.
Superstar. Really?
Star. Yeah, he was superstar like 2 years ago, but now he's like,
yeah,
he's star.
Well, in 2021, he's a superstar, but now he's a star.
Is he more of a is he more of a star than KD?
No, KD's a superstar.
Yeah,
they're both superstars.
No, he's a star because he's hurt now. You got to be like consistent. You got to play in order for me to keep it as a superstar, but you can't be.
Does
like
any team have two superstars?
Yeah, it sounds.
The Lakers.
Not
the Suns. They have a superstar and a star.
Just no one.
Not because Dame's a but. Dame's just a star now.
Dame is.
And Kyrie's just a star.
Kyrie's just good.
No!
That's strike.
He's on the list.
Okay, so
Kyrie is a star.
Kyrie.
He's arguably a superstar. You said he's
strike
good.
One. That's strike one.
This season, he's a
Kyrie.
No!
That's strike one. This season,
I'm talking about this season.
This season, he's good.
Yeah. This season, he's not a star.
Stop.
He didn't make the All-Star game.
Do you think he's on the. Oh, because he's in the West with a bunch of.
There's no excuse.
Curry was on the bench.
Yeah, like what does that even prove to you?
Because
it's voting.
The two best guards in the West are far better than anyone else.
Okay, you're trying to put Kyrie on the same tier as Paolo.
Yes.
No. I mean, you're trying to put him. You're trying to put him on the same tier as Bradley Beal. Could you just say
yes?
Good.
Yes.
Bradley Beal is mid. Bradley Beal is mid.
No, I put him on the same tier as
Kyrie. Kyrie Good is
you're
crazy.
Bugging.
They're both good.
Don't talk about no All-Star appearances. I don't care who made the All-Star.
I'm talking about this season right now. Kyrie Irving is on the same tier as Bradley Beal. What's the team?
That's Kyrie. That's strike one for the most Bill terrible takes.
Okay, if Luka didn't shoot 100 shots a game, Kyrie would average like 25.
Yeah.
He averages 20-something anyways. But.
You want to know why Kyrie did? You know why Kyrie's not doing so well? Because he ain't playing with Brown no more.
Okay, so wait, is Tyrese Maxey on that list?
I think so.
Is he?
No.
Okay. Is Tyrese Maxey on the same tier as Kyrie Irving?
No.
Is Tyrese Maxey a star?
They're the same.
No. Tyrese Maxey's not a star. If he's a star, then Kyrie's borderline superstar.
I think they're in the same tier, but like Kyrie's ahead.
They're both good.
There's different tiers. There's different tiers of stars. There's like a star that's upcoming star, okay. Like Paolo, and then there's a star that's literally a solidified star.
Okay, next person.
Okay, then next person.
Terrible team.
Anthony Davis.
Star.
That's a star.
See a star.
All right. Jimmy Butler.
Star.
Right, regular season star.
No, like old super.
Taking his total body of work. Not gonna lie, he might be a star. He's a star. He can't lead his team. He can't lead his team to a championship.
What?
He can't lead his team to like winning one. Okay. To the finals.
Next one, Ja Morant.
Star.
In his peak,
superstar.
Superstar.
Well, wait, what do you define as a superstar? Like, you talk about, like, on the court or, like, overall?
On the court.
Say overall.
I'm saying, because overall, if you say overall, then he's a superstar. Because you can, overall, is like marketability. And you can get jersey sales and you can sell shoes.
No, he pays with guns.
He sells bands.
He didn't really do nothing illegal, if you really think about it. Josh Kitty.
Wow, that is
That's right.
Jalen Brunson.
This is
star.
Borderline superstar.
Borderline, yeah.
Nah, I can't give it to him
yet. I didn't know if it was Julius Randle or Jalen Brunson.
You gotta get
Julius Randle was so
poop. It's not sure Jalen Brunson.
In order for me to click,
no, Randle's good.
Nah, superstar, you gotta be like conference finals at least two out of the next 3 or 4 years in order to declare you the superstar. All
so right. He's like one of
them. Mikal Bridges.
Good.
Low key, star. Right.
Star.
No way.
Right now, mid. I'm watching his game.
At his peak, he was a star.
But at his peak,
he was good.
Right now. Yo, what Mikal Bridges did
two seasons ago, he was a problem.
On the Suns?
Yeah. He was the best role player in the league.
Yeah, he was good.
He was the best role player in the league.
Then he was good. Good role player.
All right, James Harden.
This season,
shit, he might be mid.
This season, he is.
He's good. He's good this year.
He's good.
He's good.
He's borderline.
He might be
mid.
A star.
This season, I can't put him a star.
This season, he might be a star.
I can't.
Nah.
The Clippers wouldn't be where they are without him.
No. I mean, you will also remember the Clippers were also dog shit when he got there.
That was for like the first few games or whatever.
Yeah, like the first six games.
They picked that. They picked it up.
But you see what happens when, like, I'm not gonna lie, I don't think it was him. I think it was Russ.
Oh my
God. I'm being
you
so serious.
Fans.
I think it was Russ that made them better.
That made them better?
Because him taking that lesser role, and now that he's hurt, they've actually been pretty mid. And now Kawhi's hurt, so now they're. Now we really see if James Harden is a star or not. Paul George is back now. He's back now.
Paul George is superstar. Just kidding. Are you sorry? We think
on. Speak a little louder because I think you're like a little louder. De'Aaron Fox.
Star.
If he gets past if he gets to, like, the third conference final, he'll be a superstar.
If you think of the Kings, you think of Fox or Sabonis.
I think of the Fox.
Kings, anyway. Honestly, when I think of the Kings, I don't really think of none of the players that are on the team right now.
I
think of Kobe Bryant. How he owns the Kings.
Okay. Yeah, I think of Malik Monk. He's the best player on the team.
Malik.
That's such a terrible thing. It's probably their best scorer.
Why did Lakers let him go?
He's actually a...
Because we got Austin Reeves, duh.
Nah, Austin Reeves sucks too.
Who's next? Y'all all said star?
Yeah, he's a star.
Sabonis?
Star.
Alright.
Trae Young.
Star. He digressed, so I'm saying star. But
so before he was superstar?
Yeah, like 2 years ago, he was superstar.
I would say star.
You don't know. Wait,
he could be a superstar, but he's not. Right now,
if you say superstar, are you talking about markability as well? Or just like
markability.
No, it wouldn't be because, like, that would make you a superstar. Like, he's very, like, that's why
he's not that popular.
For a whole year, everyone was doing the celebration,
but and everybody, I'm not like, nah, he's a star because his shoes absolutely do not.
His shoes are terrible.
Yeah, nah, he's a star.
All right, Jamal Murray.
Star.
Good.
Star, but superstar when it comes
good.
To playoffs.
He's a,
good?
Oh. No, he's a star.
No, he's a star.
In the system, he's a star, but if he was solo dolo, he's good.
He's a star.
What? Really?
If he was by himself, I think he'd be good. Do you know how good you have to be? Coming off a handoff with Jokic, it's either you let Jamal Murray shoot or you have Jokic score all the time, and they're just going to pick Jamal Murray. So
I don't think Jamal Murray's consistent enough to call him a star.
He's having his best season, apparently.
You put Paolo as a star.
Yes.
Look what he's doing with the Magic. But Jamal Murray's more consistent than Paolo. So I'm going to take Jamal Murray as a star.
Interesting take.
I don't think he's a top tier level star. He's like in the same level as Paolo when it comes to stardom.
But
Paolo might be more of a star.
If he didn't get hurt, I think he would have been way better than he is right now.
He's better. He's better now than he was.
Put him at?
Star. Put him as a star.
And Brandon, you?
Star, yeah.
Okay. Anthony Edwards.
Superstar.
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 Super. What makes him a superstar?
Marketability. His personality, the fact that he's very marketable and his shoes sell, and on the court he's got that swag. I'm not gonna lie, he got that like that aura. He's got an aura.
I think he's borderline superstar.
I think he's higher than Brunson.
Like, I don't think he could lead his team yet.
I think he's higher than Brunson. If you think that Jalen Brunson is a borderline superstar, I think Anthony Edwards is higher than him. So
I think they're on the same tier.
I don't think they're on the same tier at all. Yeah. If you put Jalen Brunson, oh my god, can you imagine Anthony Edwards on the Knicks? They're in the conference finals every year.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. The Bucks are terrible. They'll have to face the Celtics. Because, you know, Anthony Edwards ain't no punk. He's not backing out of Jimmy. Mm. That's all I'm saying.
For sure.
He's all also right. Very inconsistent, anyways.
Who?
Ant.
Yeah, on one side of the ball.
No, he's some, yeah.
On defense, he's not. Saw him lock up Paul George, all I'm going to say.
Next one, Damian Lillard.
Superstar.
Star.
Superstar.
Right,
that means the Bucks have two superstars and you think they're bad.
He's steadily.
I'm not saying he's like a he's a superstar.
So are you telling me the Bucks are the only team with two superstars?
They're the team with two superstars, but they have one true superstar. Dame's just a superstar because he's marketable. That's why. Everything he does is marketable.
Okay, so with that take, he's gonna be a superstar forever.
He's gonna be a superstar until he becomes really mid. Have you watched their games?
I've been watching their games.
He's actually not that terrible.
He's decent.
He's not. He's higher than.
He's like the Kyrie Irving of the.
That's another bad thing. Kyrie Irving's played better than him.
They're both.
If you talk about performance on the court, then he's a star. But if you talk about him overall, he's a superstar.
He's a star.
He's a superstar.
Overall, like this year, he's a star.
On the court, overall, he's a star. Overall, he's a superstar.
He's steadily the
greatest. Bro, marketability is what makes you a superstar.
That means Bobo would be a superstar.
No, Bobo is
Bobo or Mo Bamba.
Yeah, they're stars.
That's the worst take.
Off the court,
wow.
Off the court, they're stars.
They don't touch the court. Mo Bamba doesn't touch the court.
But look at did you not hear what I said? Off the court. Off the court, they're stars. On the court, they're. Jesus
Christ. All right. The last tier list person. Haliburton.
Borderline superstar. Yeah. So he's the highest level star you can get.
Yeah. That's a good
star. Yeah.
So, all right. Okay. Next topic. So I'm going to ask each of y'all your top 3 point guards.
In the league? Right now?
Right now.
You could do right
guys, now. Guys, SJ a point guard?
No.
Before I make my list.
What was he voted in as? Is he listed as a point guard?
I don't know.
He's not listed as a point guard.
He's point guard slash shooting, right. I think.
Quick, he's like, actually. What position SJ plays?
Brandon, why don't you just fix your screen time?
Yeah.
I was thinking that, man.
It's whatever. SJ. Nah, I think SGA, he's the point guard because they don't give Josh Kiddie Poole the ball.
They do.
It's a point guard, shooting guard, guard, forward.
Yeah, he's a point guard, shooting guard.
All right,
so for the sake of this list, I'll ring him as point guard, shooting guard.
Well, if you want to put him on your list.
Josh Kiddie Poole plays 15 minutes now, so yes, he's a point guard.
Okay, that's true. Josh Kiddie Poole.
The list is easy, then.
Yeah, that list is just easy. Okay, so let's take him off the list because that's easy list.
Can right, we just do all time?
No, all time. All time is, like, all time is just as easy.
Even easier.
It's just Steph, Magic, and then like.
Huh? I'm just kidding. No, that was
Russ. I'll take.
Who's number three? Not always. That would be tough. No, if you did all time, I don't know who number three would be. If you did all time,
there's AI. There's
AI's not a point guard.
Oh, yeah, he's a shooting guard. Yeah.
He would even be top three.
AI's not a top three shooting guard. Point guard, I think point guard's the hardest list then. If you did all time.
Magic's
because number three is the hard one. It's like
teach him some all time point guards.
It's like Jason Kidd. Isaiah Thomas, Jason Kidd, Russ, Oscar Robertson.
Russ is at all it might be
Oscar. I would say Oscar Robertson.
It might be Russ actually.
I'll say Oscar Robertson or Isaiah Thomas.
Russ on that Chris Paul level. Russ is on that Chris Paul level of all time
point. He's guards. Higher than Chris Paul.
All right.
Yeah.
We got Magic Johnson.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Stephen Curry.
Yeah, that's number two.
Oscar Robertson. For the top three. Then we got
Jerry West. He's too old for me to rank him in my top three.
I think Oscar.
I'm like, if you play before the 3-point line, I don't know. I'll put you in the top five. Except for Bill Russell. He might be the only exception.
He might get messed up by Austin Reeves, so.
Yeah, Isaiah Thomas.
He might get messed up by fucking. What's that guy's name? He might get messed up by Eli Ellis. Eli Ellis give him buckets. So, were we doing current players, like all-time players? If we're doing current, then the top three is easy.
You can do all-time.
Yeah, because current is easy. Then it'd be Steph, Magic, and Isaiah Thomas.
I'm going Steph, Magic, and Oscar.
Steph.
I'm sorry.
Steph, Magic. Yeah, Oscar.
Oscar played with Kareem.
Steph Magic Stockton.
I conceded to the white man. Okay. Jerry West, terrible.
Isaiah Thomas.
No.
John Stockton? Absolutely not.
John Stockton.
Not a friend.
It's like Josh Giddey.
All right. We're switching over to the NFL.
Jesus. Let's go Ravens, boy.
I'm just here for the bad takes.
My Ravens are on top. I don't really know nothing about the NFL for
real. Yeah, you do. Albert's okay.
You got an NFL team, don't you?
Yeah. Detroit.
He's a little fantasy.
He's a Broncos.
Terrible.
Top three quarterbacks.
Patrick Mahomes.
Oh my God. Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson,
What? I'm not gonna lie. It's gonna be tough between Joe Burrow.
I'm taking Joe Burrow.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm taking
Joe Burrow.
Because Josh Pat Mahomes, Lamar, and Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Joe Shiesty.
So what about Josh Allen?
I can't take Josh Allen because he throws too many picks. I watched that game against the Jets,
he's so good, but he's so bad.
Geno Smith.
Geno Smith.
What?
No,
I'll take.
Last year, Geno Smith was low key a top five quarterback.
It was on the low, and
he might not even be top.
He might be top. Oh wait, not last year. He was not top 10. Five because I forgot. Jalen Hurts was good last year. Yeah, and so was Lamar. Josh just fell
off. So yeah, that one's this easy.
Yeah, that was pretty simple.
Next question.
All right, top five wide receivers.
Top five wide receivers. Okay, Jettas.
Yes, easy.
Diggs.
Tyreek. No, Diggs is debatable.
No. I'm not gonna lie, Puka.
No.
He's not better than Cooper Kupp yet?
No.
Mm-mm. So,
what's a Puka?
Jamar Chase.
Yeah.
And then.
Oh, my top five is tough.
Who's top five?
Jettis.
Okay.
Hill.
Yeah.
Jamar. CD.
Oh, CD.
CD and
CD and Tay.
Devontae Adams.
Devontae Adams?
Yeah, he's better than Steph. He's better than Diggs.
He probably is better than Diggs, but he's playing, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
That's okay. Five stuff.
No, we're going with that.
But yeah. Diggs is my favorite wide receiver, so.
All right. And I'm going to ask you some quick, who would you rather have on your team right now?
Patrick Mahomes.
Justin Jefferson versus Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek.
Justin Jefferson.
What? I can't take
Jefferson. He put up 1,000 yards in like 8 games.
But like. I'm for being real, Tyreek Hill is like, he's a Swiss Army knife. Jettas isn't.
Nah, I'm taking Jettas.
You're bugging. Tyreek Hill.
Best receiver in the league.
Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill is the best receiver in the
league. Jettas is better.
Jettas is definitely better.
TJ Watt versus Micah Parsons.
Micah Parsons.
TJ Watt.
Micah Parsons.
Micah Parsons is.
TJ Watt is arguably the best linebacker in the league.
Albert.
Micah Parsons. These people. Micah Parsons is hell. How are you gonna do some football knowledge, bro?
I know.
Michael Parsons plays for the Cowboys. TJ Watt plays for the Steelers. All right.
Next, Nick Bosa versus Aaron Donald.
I know Aaron.
Nick Bosa.
Bosa.
Nick Bosa. I'm not. AD.
I'm going Nick Bosa.
Aaron. I gotta go AD.
I'm going Aaron.
AD's like 40, but he's like the best D lineman in the
He's team. Washed now.
He's not.
What did he do last season?
The best. I think he had like 9.5 sacks last season.
Nick Bosa better.
Nick Bosa plays the edge, so it's a lot easier. You can't really compare an edge to a tackle. Yeah.
Alright. Josh Allen versus Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow.
I like Joe. I like Joe.
Josh Allen's tough. He's going to be in the Super Bowl next year, by the way.
Josh Allen versus the Chiefs.
Alright. Devontae Adams versus Stephen Diggs.
Devontae Adams.
Adams. It hurts to say it. It's not my Diggs is so likable, but Devontae Adams is just so much better in like every way. Like route running, even trash talking, he's better.
Jamar Chase versus CeeDee Lamb.
Jamar.
CD. I might take Jamar Chase.
No, I'm not gonna lie, Jamar Chase is.
Wait. I might take Jamar.
The reason why we're saying it like this is because one had their starting quarterback, the other one had like a quarterback who I think were number six. That's all I know him about. So, I'm gonna take
the
Jamar.
White guy, the white guy.
Yeah, the white guy. Their quarterback was black. I don't care. Joe Shiesty is black. I'm gonna take Jamar Chase.
Yeah. You said CD, right?
Yeah.
They're both good.
I'm CD.
It's hard to debate because one had a quarterback and one didn't.
Is Max Crosby black?
Yes. He does everything like us. Except for say the N-word.
Wait, so his name's spelled J-A-M-M-E-R.
But I don't know how to spell it, but
Jamar. Okay. So maybe an E. But there's an M-A. It is M-A-R-R at the end.
All right. All right, next we got Nick Chubb versus Barkley.
Chubb. Chubb before the injury? Yes.
Yeah, Chubb.
Oh, wait, no.
I'm taking Chubb.
I don't know. See, if you ask me this after this season, I can tell you an answer. Because Barkley, he needs a good O-line. The Browns have a good O-line. The Giants, absolutely.
Done the Eagles.
Yeah, as I say, if you ask me after this season, I can tell you a definitive answer. But right now, I'll go Chubb because he had a good O-line.
Yeah, that's true. Saquon,
don't worry. Derrick Henry's the best running back, second best running back in the league.
Who's number one?
You know who number one is? That white guy in San Francisco.
He's not second.
Derrick Henry? Yeah, he is.
No, he's not. Nick Chubb's better.
Okay.
All right, last one. St. Brown versus AJ Brown.
Amon Ra.
He is so tough. He's that's the definition of a Swiss Army knife. They just throw him the ball. They throw him the ball wherever on the field. That was screen pass, and I see him turn. He's like Debo Samuel, but less weight.
Is DK a top 10 wide receiver?
DK is absolutely.
He fell off, and it pisses me off.
He didn't fall off. Everybody just got better.
No, that's what happened. He just fell off.
Thank God we didn't have DK.
He started trying to fight people this year.
Thank God we didn't have no DK in there. He didn't fall off. Everybody got better. He's mad because the league got better.
I don't know.
Put him in 2000s, he's a demon. Because all he got to do is run straight.
Okay, if he went in the 2000s. That's how he was in the 2000s. He's averaging 5,000 yards.
All right, well, that was the last question. Y'all wanted to get any takes off your chest before we wrap it up?
Yeah, DK Metcalf is the worst number one wide receiver in the league. By far.
There's no way. Let me think.
The worst?
Yes, he's the worst number one wide receiver.
It's the worst team in the NFL.
My team?
The Broncos?
Yes.
He's not. I would say the Bears. And
DJ
Moore is better than DK Metcalf.
Oh, the Falcons. Who's the receiver?
Kyle Pitts would be the number one, like, the number one ball. Receiver. And he's still better than DK.
Wow.
DK.
That's a crazy take.
Kyle Pitts.
Are you
DK
serious?
Is better than Kyle. That's actually not a hot take.
If
DK. If DK was on the Falcons. And Kyle Pitts is on the Seahawks. Kyle Pitts looks like a Seahawks.
So is Judy better than DK?
Yeah, no. For sure he is. Jerry Judy is definitely better than DK.
Cortland
Sutton might be better too. I don't know.
What's his name? Hunter Renfrow is better than DK.
No, Hunter Renfrow is so bad. Bro, he had one good season.
Wait, I know you got some hot takes up there.
You're just bashing my DK back half. It's not making me happy.
Quick, I know you have one take. Albert, actually, I know you have a take. That is outlandish.
Yeah, I got a take.
Is A Disney gonna show up or AD?
Who?
A Disney or AD in the playoffs?
First, if they play, when they play the Warriors in the play-in, it's Anthony Davis, and then when they play, the
Thunder is a AD masterclass.
Actually, and then, well, they're gonna get out the ninth seed, wherever seed they're in. They're gonna get out. They're gonna go to like eight.
Who?
No, they're gonna be at nine forever.
The Lakers?
Yeah. So you know what? The Nuggets, I need the Nuggets to tank so OKC can get number one seed. Lakers can get number eight seed. Lock it in.
No, Nuggets are.
All right. Who's going to have the Lakers face in the play, first round?
That's an obvious question.
If the Lakers ever went face to face with the Nuggets, I'm betting. Betting my mom's life on the Nuggets.
Yeah, obviously. It's a yeah, I know. And if you guys play us,
then I'm betting. I'm not gonna lie. I'm betting Kwaku's house on the Thunder.
Hey, not that quick.
I'm betting your house.
Why you betting
on the Thunder?
Why you betting my?
That Thunder gonna win?
Yeah. That's why I'm betting your house on
siblings.
So I'm betting your house on the on the Thunder. Yep.
Been in my house.
Oh, Chet, no. Wow.
Chet against anyone biggest. Bro.
Maybe Porzingis. He could, like, guard Porzingis.
No. Maybe. No. Porzingis. No. Porzingis.
That's his best matchup.
Did you see the clip of him trying to freaking post up Chris Paul?
He's like a brick wall. Chris Paul's thick, though, bro.
He's like Kyle Lowry.
He's like Kyle Lowry. Oh,
no, I'm not going to pick. I'm going to show you a clip of him falling over at while setting a screen on Cam Reddish. It was hilarious.
He's some weight on.
He's been that Kyle Lowry.
He got a little big.
Yo, after this take, he just cut the camera off. Derek White is more valuable than Jason Tatum.
This is a podcast.
Yeah, before we go on forever, that's gonna be the end of this episode.
Okay.
Thank you to our guest for pulling up, you know.
Of course.
Indeed.
Supporting Tech HQ. You
know. Gotcha.
Yeah, this is fun. Thanks for talking sports with us, and any closing remarks?
Top 29th episode.
Thank you guys for watching.
Make sure you subscribe, comment your top 5 point guards this season.
Okay.